welcome to the sixth episode of Tuned In with Trey. I'm your host, Trey Johnson, and the word of the day is haughty, which means arrogantly superior and disdainful. Be on the lookout for when I use it. Along with the word of the day, I've decided to implement a song of the day. Y'all have heard me connect song lyrics to my topics on previous episodes, so this just made sense. Now, disclaimer. I am going to sing and rap the words to these songs, and while I think my voice is decent, I am not pursuing a musical career. The song of the day is Changes by Tupac featuring Talent. You know, that's just the way it is. Oh yeah, I got some connections to make with this one. Today, we're keeping the theme of Black Lives Matter and discussing some of the responses to the movement. But before I get into that, I have to highlight a queen that was taken from us at 26 years of age. Her name is Breonna Taylor. On March 13, 2020, Taylor was shot 8 times. Why? I really can't explain it, but let's look at the facts. Police officers in Louisville, Kentucky were attempting to locate suspects in a drug investigation. The person they were looking for, Jamarcus Glover, was arrested earlier that morning. Yes, sir. It's over. Shut it down. Close the case. Wait. Hold on. Keep it open. We need more. That's red flag number one. What else are we looking for? The target has been acquired. Apparently, more suspects were believed to be on the loose. But if that's the case, let's regroup and devise a plan of action on how to catch them. According to a CNN article, Taylor was not connected to the drug activity. So if I'm getting this right, officers acted quickly and showed up at the wrong place. Crazy how that works, but let's keep going. Officers had a no-knock warrant and bust into the apartment after midnight. Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, got out of bed and shot 1 time in self-defense. And that's red flag number two. How you just gonna run up in somebody's house unannounced and not expect them to react? Think about it. If you thought somebody was breaking into your house, what would you do? You're gonna go handle your business and see what's up. You're not just gonna lay in bed and be like, well, I hope they don't take my laptop or my TV. The lone shot that Walker fired happened to hit one of the officers, and that's when all hell broke loose. The officers returned over 12 shots. 8 of which hit Taylor. Breonna Taylor. Dead for what? Do you get it? I sure don't. This brings me into my first response to Black Lives Matter, which is Blue Lives Matter. For a long time in our society, cops have been this glorified figure. We can all think of someone who either wanted to be a cop or is a cop. I'm not gonna lie to you. I believe the police are important and serve a purpose in our society. That being said, I don't think that police officers are any better than those of us who are not police officers. Why is it that when someone shoots at a cop, they are automatically seen as dangerous, while when a cop shoots and or kills someone, they must have had good reason, as if they could do no wrong? When you put on that blue uniform, you don't automatically become above the law. That uniform just gives you the power to enforce the law. With great power comes great responsibility. It should not be abused. That uniform doesn't come with a haughty attitude and say, target black folk and people of color. As Tupac said on his song Changes, cops give a damn about a Negro, pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. And get this, I see no changes. This song came out in 1998, and those words still ring true. We cannot continue to keep the police high up on a pedestal. People who do this say things like, back the blue, like the police need even more support than they already have. I think everyone can agree that the police are all right when they don't exploit their power. But when they do overstep, they must be held accountable. Can you believe that the officers who killed Breonna Taylor are still free? It's ridiculous. Blue lives do matter, but not because you're a member of the blue or 12, or the popo, or however you refer to the police. Blue lives matter because they're a human first. One is not born a cop. That is a choice. As humans, we have to realize that we are all inherently make mistakes and do wrong. Therefore, we have to accept the consequences for our actions. We should not get a pass because of who we are and what we do. That in itself creates a perception that some people are better than others. It's not true. So when it comes to Blue Lives Matter, I'm going to drop the blue. Because all lives matter. Damn. That's another one. People would really be responding to Black Lives Matter, but all lives matter. Like we don't know. All lives do matter. I think the reason for the misinterpretation of the slogan Black Lives Matter is a lack of words. When those who don't get it see Black Lives Matter, they read it as only Black Lives Matter. So they respond with All Lives Matter to reassert that they matter too. I'm going to come back to that word. They think we're promoting black over their race as if this is a competition. I think the issue is that we as a people are really competitive. Nobody likes to lose. Competitiveness is a good thing. That's what drives us to be our best. And being overly competitive can cause us to want to win things that aren't winnable. And believe me, I get that. I'm one of those real competitive people who hates to lose too. Anybody who knows me knows I like to argue just for the sake of arguing. The topic doesn't even matter. In fact, I usually don't even know what I'm arguing about. But you best believe I'm going to win that argument. Come on now. Don't play with me. I will get the last word in a meaningless conversation to win something that has no weight whatsoever. Similarly, I feel like in today's society, we're still fighting over which race is better. And for what? What does being number one in this case really mean? It's like we're living in an award show. The nominees for Race of the Year are Black, White, Asian, and Hispanic. And the winner is, drumroll please, Black. This is the first time Black movie has won this award. That award is futile. When people say all lives matter, all I see is racist faces. As Tupac said, misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. Their hate is misplaced. It's not about being better. Black lives don't matter more than white lives, Asian lives, Hispanic lives, and the lives that I have missed. All that matters is that all lives matter equally. I recently heard a sermon that discussed the opposition that Christians and the church face, and I think the pastor made some really good points that apply to the structure of our society. This is the third response, and it has to do with false accusations. As a people, we are biased. We all see this racial divide a little differently. One of the points made was that people oppose you not because of what you've done to them, but because of what you represent to them. It's not about what you've done, but because of who you are. As a black man, I understand that some people would judge me from the jump as a dangerous and violent person, even though they don't know me. It's that bias and stereotyping that has put me in a box that I just don't fit in. This doesn't just apply to the black community. I'm sure this happens in every race-to-race interaction. Actually, drop race. Drop race real quick. In every interaction, we judge someone based on their appearance. Oh, they have too many tattoos. They don't smell good. Ooh, hair is wild. Yet, we don't know their situation. We're too quick to judge one another. We should all pause for a second and get to know someone before we write them off. Got it? Cool. Now let's pick race back up. Another point made in the sermon was that Satan knows he can't destroy the message, so he tries to destroy the reputation of the messenger. I'll say that again. He knows he can't destroy the message, so he tries to destroy the reputation of the messenger. One thing people say in response to Black Lives Matter is, what about black on black crime? Like, how do you expect the police to stop killing y'all when y'all won't stop killing yourselves? One, you're more likely to commit crimes against who you live around. Two, crime is related more to poverty than to race. And three, that doesn't make the acts of police brutality okay. Yeah, we got issues in our community, but I don't think we should be penalized for that. Don't add to the hurt we're already going through. Help build us up. Don't tear us down. When we say Black Lives Matter, we're not saying only Black Lives Matter, and we're not saying Black Lives Matter more. We're just saying Black Lives Matter too. It's truly a cry for help. We're saying, hey, don't forget about us. We need your help. We've been fighting alone and made a little progress, but with your help, with you on our side, we can speed up this process. Remember, we're all in this together. We have to be a united front. Our skin color doesn't really define our race. It's just identification. We are all a part of the larger human race. Let's join forces and change the world for the betterment of all people. I'll leave you with the words of Tupac and Talent. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes, learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I'd love to go back to when we played as kids, but things changed, and that's the way it is. Da-na-na, 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 that's just the way it is. And man, after this, woo. After this, I hope and I pray that I'll no longer be seen as the opponent, but as your teammate in this thing called life. Once we realize that we're all on the same team, things will never be the same. That's the end of episode 6. Thank you all for listening. Y'all have probably been wondering when I'm going to talk about sports. And the truth is, I really don't know. The original goal of this show was sports talk, but I feel moved as a black man in America to talk about what's affecting me and my community. You'll just have to keep rocking with me on this one. Be on the lookout for more content and episodes. And until then, stay tuned. Trey Jake, out.